SAS Only Version, USA Chat, March 9, 2021. Everyone joins the meeting early and stays quiet and meditates for several minutes. Once Sat joins the meeting, Farnaz welcomes Sat and thanks her for being present at the chat. And then Sat says,
"Yeah, let's start with sharing or not sharing, whatever you guys want to do. Any questions, whatever."
Sarania refers to the Sai Baba Center a couple of days before this chat. And question number 51 of Most Precious, how to react in this world by no reaction. Sarania says that when she is with family at home, she has learned how to practice this and her reactions are far less than before. But when she walks in the world and she's among other people, she tries to stay non-reactive even when she sees that whatever is going on is not right. But then later on, she wonders whether that was the right approach. She says that she needs to contemplate on this non-reaction more and whether Sat could clarify a bit.
You know, when it says how to react in the world by no reaction, in other words, means don't get too involved. Don't get too involved in the bazaar, mentally and emotionally. And I think we all are doing that more than before. You know how in normal life there's enthusiasm to talk to people, to get curious about their life, and they get curious about your life, or we get curious about every thought that passes by and we react to it and the judgments and everything. It's not really saying that there should not be any reaction at all, because that happens when the complete body of the identification goes out. But just to say that more of the curiosity should be in the simplicity of a state of being rather than becoming. And I think you're doing an amazing job.
Thank you, sir. So staying quiet in that situation is better, sir, though we have that resistance inside. I stay quiet, but I'm resisting it from inside.
Yeah. There is a resistance. So don't bully yourself. Don't force yourself. If there is injustice or something you want to say, definitely say it. But be detached about your saying. Little by little, the emotion behind your talks comes down. And even later on, you watch yourself get mad, like just the emotion of madness comes, but it's not intensive. It is not. It is not the same. I don't know how to explain it. So if when we are detached, if there is a need for answering a call that is unjust, it will get answered. So yes, there is no reason for you to not say what you want to say, as long as it is not so important for you. Because if you don't say it and you feel it inside, it's going to be a battle, and it just it doesn't have the same outcome. So it's best to cut yourself a slack, and sometimes when you want to say what you have in your mind, go ahead and say it. And little by little, while you're watching yourself, you say to yourself, "Oh my gosh, I did say it, but I was so detached about it." So this happens little by little, where you are involved, but not emotionally and energetically. And again, remember, I want everybody to remember that there is a time that comes that you lose your patient, or it's spontaneous and it just happens. And please don't be harsh on yourself and just watch it happen, and don't condemn yourself and say, oh, that was great. Okay, I'll move on. And that makes it much more healing than if we say, how come I couldn't do it, or how come I still have resistance within me. And just go back to your state of being after you do get angry, instead of saying, why did I, or why did I have this discomfort within myself, go back to the state of being and don't even get involved with that.
After saying hi and thanking Sat for her teachings, Kumud asks her question. She says that in one of the FDE transcripts, somebody asked Sat about one of the emotions, which was anger. She continues.
And you had said, when a person easily gets angry and sets off, that person must feed the presence and try to be the observer of their anger. What is this feed the presence? Is that same as practicing, like, are you with me, or when you make the contact?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. That. In other words, that the more you feed yourself, and I don't mean physical feeding, the less those emotions can control you. And this is exactly why we don't control our personality at all. We just tap ourselves by being a watcher, by going to the region of the heart, by watching the mind, and by feeling that presence, the state of our being. And as you practice and you hear the wisdom and it sinks in and it opens up, all the others begin to fall down. Like you and Serenia was saying, you feel a difference, lot of difference in your life. Is not that, and this is why I discourage any of us that is harsh on themselves, because it's not the state of being when you're harsh with yourself. And when you feel like you made a mistake and you should have not blow up, then go back to the silence without any judgment. And that's the most effective for the next time. So, yeah, it's, I think it's you guys are understanding very well.
I just wanted to add one more line. I have been trying not to be judging everything or situations or anything that happens, but sometimes I was also expecting like some kind of results. And that's one thing I'm also learning, that why are you even expecting the result? Just let it be.
Yeah. Oh, please do. It's a fantastic point. The reward is in your practice. You feel freedom. Nobody can give you your freedom as a reward. They might be nicer to you, but it's not freedom. Everything we do is for our own freedom, and in exchange becomes our surrounding freedom too. So like all the sages and, you know, teachers of all culture, they say once you work on yourself, your whole world changes. Like the example of Green Kingdom, you know, with the wearing a green glasses. And in order to do that is to relax in our own state of being.
Tamina had a dream that she was in a very crowded place. She was sitting next to Sat, and her mother and grandmother, who have passed away, also were there. They were wearing two beautiful brooches. She adds that this dream went on all night, even when she woke up and opened her eyes. As soon as she closed her eyes, the rest of the dream took place. She continues.
And this was the second time in my dream that you gave me a kiss. And it was so precious to me. And it gave me such a great feeling and bless. And when I wake up in the morning, remember that you said the mother is the first God on the earth for the person. And I was so happy that I saw all three of you in my dream.
Yeah, that's a beautiful dream. And it's really beautiful when your mother is there, and in your case, your grandmother too. They almost like support you to as what you are doing. And many, many people have told me that their departed mother came and really praised them for what they are doing. Also, Gopi just came back and I asked about you, and she said that you're walking really well and you're happy. That made me very, very happy.
Oh, thank you, Vamanatara. Thank you so much. I owe it all to you. You did everything for me.
It's a grace. Thank you. It's just a grace. Thank you.
It is your grace. Thank you so much. I love you.
Love you too. You know how Sai Baba talks about good company to his student is very, very important to keep good company and not to go with the bad company, because one thing leads to the other. One is bad, and he gave a story. I don't want to go into that story. And also, if there's good company, one good thing leads to another and become successful and all of that. So when we feel closer to the source of divinity within our own self, of course, different, better qualities as far as personality happens in ourself, our love gets much purer, our understanding of other people becomes so much deeper, is only by association. And that is the most permanent way to go. And yet, so many people criticize each other, and the whole world is running in different opinions and different criticism and different mean comments, and that is so far from the source. So all we have to do is keep our own divine company. And of course, satsang helps a lot because it keeps our mind in our own company. But exactly what is happening to all of us, because we're listening to divine wisdom and we are getting interested and we therefore put it to practice, then we find out that the atmosphere of our home is different and we respond to people differently. And it's not anymore for giving and taking, it's just pulls out of ourselves, and that is only because of keeping good company, like Baba says. And the highest company you can keep is to keep the company of God. And now for all of us, God is not an image anymore, at least not as much as it was before. It is an eternal companion until there is no separation. It's the closest friend. It is home. It is the tranquility of our being. It is what keeps us from wandering in the mind, which is another name for the world. You know, as long as we don't know where home is, our permanent home is, we're a wanderer with different roles and titles and responsibility. That ends up in a pile of ashes. Aimlessly. But for us now, to the degree that we understand and we associate, we live in the world, we play our role knowingly, and that gives a certain amount of reality to our habitual living.
Bliss shares that today she was at the park and she sat somewhere, and as soon as she decided to go within and find home, it happened for her. And she said that she recognized what a blessing it is that she could find home and silence so readily now, because she remembers 10, 15 years ago when she just did not have a clue what it is, and she kept praying to the inner guru and outer guru to show her that silence and home. She adds that back then it was not something tangible for her, whereas right now it's something within her reach. She continues.
I looked at myself, I said, oh my God, what a far journey I took. I mean, this is the most tangible place now that I can explain, because there is nothing that is tangible for me. Last month, I was seeing my children. They are not tangible. My mother passed away. She is not tangible. My past is not tangible. My future is not tangible. The only thing that is tangible now for me is closing my eyes and going where I go. And I don't know how to thank you. And I don't know if I could explain myself or not. Thank you so much, my guide.
Thank you for your sharing. Yeah, the home is permanent. And it's nothing but peace and empty mind. What does that empty mean? Empty means that clean piece of white before all the ideas started moving on it. And living from that place actually brings perfection to the movement. The movement is not chaotic anymore like before. It's not like we sit someplace and we go to silence and we shut the world. I'm totally against that. Some people meditate for hours and hours and hours. And it's just like Bliss was saying, just tapping in quite often and knowing that the only thing that never changes and is always a refuge, it is our own heart. Look how close it is. Look how accessible it is. And yet, lifetime after lifetime, we miss it and we live in misery. It's unbelievable how we get tempted to not give an ear to where our peace is.
Gopi thanks Sat for her teaching and expresses her devotion, and also talks about how Sat has helped each and every of her students based on their personalities and what was suited for them. And she has guided everyone to where they are right now. And she continues.
You raise every individual child of yours so patiently, so not judging, not being tired of repeating. And that's rare. You know, it's only heart of the mother can do that, has so many children and to the highest.
Well, I don't know what to say except to say grace just is, and we're happy to be a recipient of that grace. I cannot own anything, really, because I would be fooling myself if I do, but I appreciate your happiness and your joy.
After saying hi and thanking Sat for her presence, Sepide says,
I have an experience I would like to share. The play-led meditation was never suited for me. I could never really use it effectively like many of our friends can. But when I went through my mother's death with her, in actuality and in practice, it showed me, I don't know how to say it, but it just seeing that how in one instant you're breathing and in the next you're not, it just kind of showed me in practice how, you know, like that pile of ash article that you wrote, how it's just so senseless. And so,
but also, by seeing your mother passing and knowing about the death meditation, you realize how much freedom she gradually gained from this dimmering of this worldly life. The mind is slowed down, the emotions slow down, the struggles slow down, and then it's like us when we let go of everything and we go home to our heart, or when we practice that meditation, there is nothing there except expansion and silence and joy. So in one way, yes, it is a very amazing event to watch someone like the mother or father passing, to see their freedom and also seeing that whatever they've done is just a pile of ash. At the same time, it really puts passing away in perspective for those that are older and get to the point of having to release it. What a freedom that it is for them. I remember my mom saying, I want to go home. I said, Mom, you are home. She said, no, I really do want to go home. And until I got it, I said, yes, I want you to go home too. Yeah, it is meaningless if it's not used to have that unity. It's completely useless.
Sepide shares another experience. She says that both with her father and mother, she noticed that during the last few weeks of their lives, they were very much purified and returned to a very childlike state of consciousness. And she says that even though it has taken us years and years of dropping the tendencies and practicing, it's a privilege that we get to actually experience this purification while we are living during our life rather than the last few weeks.
To say it quickly, I don't want to keep everybody on the line, but it's more than that. It's more than enjoyment now and here. It's you're getting rid of vasanas, and vasanas are the tendencies. So that has effect for to eternity. It's not just having a better life. It's getting rid of all the past tendencies and freeing yourself once and for all. Where if you haven't done your homework, of course you go through purification and you leave your body, but then it gets to the point you have to come and face your vasanas again. Anyway, namaste to all of you and much love.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sajjan.
Namaste, Sajjan.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.